Welcome, adventurers! Grab your dice bag, sharpen your axes, and hop into the meat grinder. It's time for Hammer Crawl!
White hot tails come to swing in jagged ways. Rockers, thunder clapping, sounding thunder space. Take no prisoners, the message from the maid.
Friends, adventurers, and general ne'er-do-wells, and welcome to another episode of Hammer Crawl, a comedic actual play dungeon crawling podcast. I am your host, Dungeon Master, and Hammersmith NPC. This episode brings you the conclusion of our special live three-part recorded series, The Wagon Crawl, at WagonCon 2018 in The Dalles, Oregon. As with the second episode, all of the players in this session are brand new to the Hammer Crawl experience, and all of the randomly generated at-the-table dungeon crawl roleplaying it brings. Will this group suffer the same ignoble total party kill fates of the others? Stick around and find out. And now, I present the conclusion to The Wagon Crawl! Welcome again to the Wagon Crawl, stage three. Yeah. We have a brand new party attempting to make their way. The last party did not even make it through the first room, which is okay, I guess, because the first party didn't even make it through the second room. This has been quite an experience so far. We're bringing in a group of new players, brand new party, and one more time, a brand new dungeon. I am your host, NPC, and I have sitting here with me at the table,
Zach Walton, a local here, and this is my third year here at WagonCon.
Welcome, Zach.
Thank you.
And which character are you bringing to the table today?
I am Sash Hasala, the same-ish magic user, haberdasher, fanciest of hats. Yeah, you know, kind of middle-class-ish.
All right.
I'm Brandon Pence. I'm local here, and this is my first year at WagonCon.
Welcome, Brandon. Welcome. And Brandon, which character are you bringing to the table today?
Skippy Von McHaggis. I am an elf, and I am an exemplar.
Moving on down the line.
All right, I'm Alex Leach. I am not a local here. I come all the way from Klamath Falls.
Welcome, Alex.
Yeah. And this is my third year at WagonCon.
And Alex, which character?
Oh, yeah. I have Professor Pixie, who is a halfling burglar.
And finally.
Hi, I'm James. This is my first year here, and I'm playing Bob the Magic Man.
Are you a magic user?
Why, yes.
So we have two magic users, an elf and a halfling?
Hello.
Awesome. Who wants to be the party leader?
Let's have McHaggis be the leader.
I like that idea.
Sounds good to me.
All right, Skippy, you're okay. In charge. You get to say where the party goes.
Yeah.
Now, who wants to be the mapper?
I'm going to be using...
Then I'll speak at once.
I guess I'll be it.
Not it.
Right in front
not
of me.
It.
Shahasla, why not?
Shahasla. Okay.
The same.
Shahasla. The same-ish. Wonderful. As the mapper... You can use either side of that. Just do whatever you want.
Got it.
Sorry. Brain is slowly collapsing in on itself. Next, who wants to keep the loot? And the last person is going to track the light.
I'll track the light.
Well, he spoke up. Unfortunately, Bob, looks like you are the loot keeper.
Wow. I'm so sad.
All right, Bob. Party leader, roll me a d10.
Five.
Paper.
You are the swords of Uchan.
Interesting.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
And you are descending into, mapper, roll me a d10.
4.
The Temple of Terrible Annihilation.
That sounds delightful.
Yeah, lovely.
How terrifying. Oh, no.
The swords of Uchan.
Finally.
some destruction.
We have candles. We have torches.
That is a very good question.
Let's check that question.
I do have a 10-foot pole.
I
we
do
have
not.
50 feet of rope.
Yay! Yay! Whoa! All right.
Yay, Nikagas.
Well, that
and, Yay.
Now I must come up with a way to destroy it.
Oh, boy.
I do have a
That's
conspicuously
your only
of killing
dead people
parrot.
Without rope.
I'm extremely
thrilled. What?
A conspicuously dead parrot. That should be useful.
Yes, very.
What? Okay.
It's right up there with my regrettable haircut.
Excellent. You have gathered your party together, Skippy, to venture forth into the Temple of Terrible Annihilation. What part of the country is this in?
Typically, it'd be more, I'd say, down south.
Okay, down south. Like, mm-hmm. What's the south like?
Very warm and...
They're big Gary worshippers south of the border.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm typically not liked here.
Okay. So are you a Gary worshipper?
No. John.
John. Yeah. Well, ooh, John. What's John's thing?
Really, he's just an average guy, but everybody likes him because he's such a nice person. Yeah. Oh,
John! Yes. I believe in the great John. I like this guy already.
I love it. We have added a new deity to the Hammercrawl pantheon.
The great John.
The other deities being Gluten, the the god of bread, Gino, the god of pizza, the great goblin god of goblins, and I think that's it. Yeah, and Gary. Yeah, yeah. This is fantastic.
Chalupa.
John the average. Love it. So venturing into the southern lands, you are bringing the word of God, the word of John, but doing so silently,
yes,
inconspicuously.
Of course.
Heading forth to the Temple of Terrible Annihilation. Now, there, again, multiple temples. The way dungeons work is they tend to come in sets.
Yeah.
So why did you pass up the Temple of Average Annihilation?
Because... Who wants an average annihilation?
Yeah, and the pleasant annihilation was just right out.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, cool. Well, the best loot is always in the worst of places. What are you looking for in the temple?
Particularly a very damaging weapon. Something that can tell
so
people, hey, listen to me, or bad things happen.
So that people will look at you and know.
Yeah.
This guy means business.
That seems legit.
Yes.
All right.
A dagger can work, right?
This temple is ancient, occupied by who knows what. No one has really ventured this further south. People tend to stop at average before moving on down to terrible annihilation. So you're the first party to come here in a while. The entrance is vastly overgrown. It's this steps kind of lead up to this big yawning portal that's open and descending down into darkness.
Who here has the lantern?
Who wishes to light? Oh, yeah. What's your marching order?
I have torches and candles.
I do not have a lantern.
Or torches? A torch.
I have torches.
Yes. That is our system.
Yeah,
that
seriously.
Seems like
just
a good
wrap
idea.
That rope around a stick and light it on fire. It's great.
No, yep. But that wastes it.
It's not a waste.
I got five torches.
I suppose.
You got the torches. Okay.
I got five
torches,
of them at least.
Candles. We're good.
We're prepared.
Very.
All right.
I guess so.
Who is lighting a torch or a lantern?
That would be me.
All right.
A torch.
Okay.
So, and what is your order? I'm assuming the elf being the only really combat person here, I guess. Well, elves and halflings are kind of like backup fighters.
Yeah.
I guess.
So elf going first?
Yeah, sure.
So Skippy goes first. Who's after Skippy? Don't all speak at once now.
How about the halfling?
I want to go in the dungeon.
No, don't have
Actually, no. Have the halfling in the back.
Okay. Okay, I'm in the back. This seems fair.
Okay,
I'll go that third. Way, if we get flanked, he'll be hit.
All right, Bob has volunteered to go third, which
I
means
guess that leaves me for second.
The Sanish is going.
Can't see how this could go wrong.
Real quick, the wizards of the group are the magic users. There are two magic users and an elf. Real quick, tell each other what your spells are. It helps to know in advance.
Analyze, charm person, read languages and read magic. Very useful for combat.
I as well have analyzed, read languages, and read magic.
Wonderful.
Charm person.
Only three.
Magic missile.
Magic
and read
missile.
Magic.
Okay. Right. Magic missile is going to be very important.
Oh, yes.
Your only missile. Combat spell.
I do, however, have a wand where I can use that to cast Blast freely.
Yeah, the wands are cool. You either have a wizard wand or a wizard staff, Sainish.
I have a wand.
Tell us about your wand.
Made of oak wood, decorated with rings of lead, tipped with a diamond-studded prism. When held, I notice intermittent sparks. Text of curling tendrils of flinzing particles.
Yeah. Yes. And what is your wand like?
It's made out of marble, decorated with spikes of jade, tipped with a garnet studded leather, and held. When held, you notice a slight vibration.
Ooh.
Blasts of crackling energy are emitted from it.
Wonderful. Yeah, wizard wands are amazing.
Also, it's a sling. Well,
yeah, they function mechanically as slings for damage and range.
Neat.
So, party leader, do you venture forth?
Yes.
Who is holding the light? Just you.
I will hold the light.
Excellent. Well, since you are second, that's a good spot to be the torchbearer.
Nice.
What kind of light is it? A lantern or a torch?
It is a torch.
Torch. Make a note that he has a torch lit. That would be that name. Shahasala. Okay. Shahasala. That's going to mess me up.
I know.
You're not the only one.
Your group ventures forth into the dark. The passageway extends straight forward for a while. Eerie whispers echo around you, kind of susurrating at your ears. Just for a moment, you turn, and then they move around as if something is floating in your vicinity. But you don't feel any presence. It's more of like a environmental sensation of this place itself. But your progress stalls as each of you feels a slight a necrotic pull at your souls. It doesn't quite hurt you, but suddenly you smell something rotten. And you look down and your food is rotting away.
This stinks.
Each of you needs to mark off one ration that has been immediately spoiled, tainted by the necrotic effect of this place.
If you have no rations, you don't have to worry about it.
You have no rations?
I have no rations.
Oh, shitty. Well,
I seem not to have any either.
I won't need them where I'm going.
Well, that's okay. Less for me to write down.
Yep, yeah, no rations. Yeah. Never mind.
The passage comes to a T intersection. It's about 5 feet wide. It extends to the north. Extends to the east and the west. There's a door immediately at the end of it. A door at either end. Your light source is clearly enough to show all of this, and it's also enough to show that the last 5 foot of this passage is a pit right at the intersection. To either go to the door or cross it, you have to cross the pit. The pit is filled almost up to the floor level with a viscous slime. It smells like apricot.
It's very vicious.
That's weird. Okay.
A little sweet, a little sickly.
Right is right, left is wrong.
So you're saying we should go left?
Yes.
Which direction, does it feel like we're getting pulled in? Or our souls, to be specific?
Well, the plot hook is not that strong. You have to pick a direction to go.
Darn.
You're the party leader.
It's got a three-sided coin.
Three-sided.
Let's go left.
In order to go left, you have to cross the pit.
Is there a direction which we do not need to cross it?
Behind you. You can leave.
Let's just go left.
In order to go left, you have to cross the pit.
Okay.
Of apricot slime.
Reminds me of Grandma's house. She's a very strange lady.
Now again, this pit's only 5 feet by 5 feet, and the corridor extends in either direction, but it is dead at the intersection. Entering into and going beyond the intersection, or even the door on the other side of the pit, requires crossing the pit. I wish to know how you wish to do this.
We'll
how
go wide? Around the corners.
Okay.
How wide is the pit?
The pit is 5 feet. It's 5 feet by 5 feet. Classic dungeon corridor.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to go to the east or to the west?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Skippy, you step across. Nothing happens.
Okay.
Once you get to the other side, the smell of apricot somewhat explodes in the air. There's a little bit of a bubbling in the pit now.
Hmm. Be careful when crossing.
Hey, what's going on? I can't see.
The Sainish. I'm sorry.
We could go with the Sainish.
I'm just going to call Shah the Sainish. Shah.
I will use my 10-foot pole, put down, and cross.
Okay. Well, the 10-foot pole is hard to balance on. You can try.
I would suggest against that.
I'll pole vault. Why not? What's the worst that could happen?
Nobody wants to find out.
Sure. I've only saved.
Seems legit. Sane-ish.
That sounds like a sane-ish thing to do. Well, where are you planting the butt of the staff of the pole?
I'll try to plant the butt of the pole in the left corner and basically get to where my party leader is.
Okay. Does anybody comment on this or just say anything about it?
I'm going to suggest
it.
I'm going to suggest against it. Like, maybe you should just go around the corner rather than jumping over it. Just shuffle around the corner. But
I'm just watching.
Oh, I guess that would work.
Fantastic. I'm just watching. This is the dungeon of Hold My Beer. Go forth, roll a d20 and add whatever. We'll add your dex mod on this.
Sweet. Zero.
Great.
Hold my beer.
Gladly.
11.
11? 11's not bad. You kind of like half pole vault and half just step across. As you do, you get to the other side without issue. The puddle of ooze is now bubbling fiercely. The smell of apricot is just intense.
This is not good. I can.
I don't like being at the end of the line anymore.
Maybe we set it on fire.
Bad idea.
Just burn it with fire. I don't. You should try burning it.
Let's not do that. See what they do first.
Okay.
Well, next in line is Bob. Bob, what do you do?
I'm going to step across the pit.
All right. Just as you step across the pit, the ooze now,
of course,
aware of your presence, attacks.
I knew we should have set it on fire.
That's a nat 20.
I told you.
Is it a gelatinous cube?
Bye-bye.
Bubbling, burning apricot tendrils launch out of this pit, wrapping themselves around your leg and burning into your clothing as if the clothing wasn't even there. You take 10 points of damage.
Well, that's not good.
And then fall into the ooze and begin to sizzle and sink. And the apricot smell is so ridiculously strong now that everybody else needs to make a saving throw. Just a body save.
Body. Okay. Oh, hey.
Oh, no.
8.
Okay.
4.
12.
12. You managed to like breathe through your hand or something. The two of you take a deep, deep inhalation.
Delicious.
And you're gagging. It doesn't damage you, but all you can do at this moment is hold the wall and gag. And a little bit of goo is coming out.
Like, I'm going to make sure he doesn't fall in. Because he's currently, I'm on the side he is, so.
The ooze does not move. It simply hangs out there, waiting for another traveler to step across.
I'm not stepping across until something happens to it.
So you're saying that we should burn it?
Burn it! Burn it with fire.
With a torch I have?
Well,
I have another.
How many torches do you have?
Do I have to roll a d6 to see that?
Yes.
I have 4.
You have 4. How many do you have?
5.
All of this, of course, is being, all of these lines being delivered through hacks and gags.
Yeah.
5.
I have 4.
Okay. So.
Nobody gives a shit that their buddy just died. No. They're just counting their torches. Just,
that's kind of alarming. Not going to lie.
I'm taking my gear and the treasure with me.
Yeah. I don't really think we can get that without burning it, so. You have 5. I suggest throwing the lit one in and then lighting another.
I'm going to take a few steps back before you do that.
You take some steps
not
back.
To be selfish. I'm not going near that pit.
Leader, come on.
One of our party members, man.
Leader, be brave. Throw the torch into it.
Who's next on the list?
McHaggis, you got this.
Dusty. Yeah. I need to roll.
Ooh, I have candles.
Can I borrow this?
Yeah.
Okay.
James. Yay, thanks for playing. No, I don't think you're in the running for shortest. I think the shortest was the guy who sat down, kicked through the door, the ceiling fell.
Yeah, that was like came in, kicked down the door, and just dead.
I probably will die.
Thank you.
All right.
All right. Hi, Nathaniel.
Hi. Tell us about yourself, new player.
I am Dusty. I am my first year here at WagonCon.
Woo!
I am one third of the hosts on Have Movies Will Game with Matthew over there and our fearless leader here, Nathaniel. And I am a science fiction writer also.
Fantastic. Nice. Which character are you bringing in?
I am playing Olgar Hammerface.
Seems legit.
He is... Yes, he is a half-orc berserker.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Evil.
Evil. Well, they're not supposed to know that.
Hmm?
Cats out of the bag, guys.
Oh, sorry.
Evil
sorry,
or
sorry,
half-orc. Sorry. Just shows
sorry. Sorry.
This sorry. Is not okay.
He seems trustworthy.
Yes.
Your new party member has arrived. So, what was the character's name?
Olgar Hammerface.
Would you like to step over the pit, Olgar?
No.
Okay.
Please step over the pit. Please?
Side eyes, but all of you. No.
I'm please. Going to go ahead and throw an alchemist fire.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
So you're throwing it into the ooze?
Yes.
I'm going to take a few more steps back.
All right. Well, we'll say it's again, 2d4, and it keeps burning for 1d4 for 1d4 rounds.
Two.
All right, 2 points of burning acid damage to the burning acid ooze.
For 2 rounds.
All right, cool. It seems to do nothing, and the ooze just sort of bubbles and sits there.
So now it's on fire.
It seems slightly contented by this.
So now it's even more dangerous. Great.
If the ooze could give you a thanks and a thumbs up, it would.
I've befriended the monster. We should now pass over him.
Hey, we should... Wait, do any of you have those rotten rations?
Nope.
Why?
You should have dropped it in.
Well, now it'll just burn it, so there's no point. Just walk over it. Just walk over the fire.
You think I'm that dumb?
Okay, as the party leader, we're moving forward.
I mean, my intelligence may be 11, but...
I suggest you move forward.
How about no?
Would the orc like to go forward?
The ogre will do it.
Or ogre.
What's the ogre doing?
Would you like to go over the pit and join us?
Look at me, I'm a little halfling.
Yes, you are quick. You could go over
I was actually
fast.
Just thinking
yeah,
the same
then
thing.
A fire.
I'm going to pick up the halfling and throw him across.
Oh, okay.
All right, fantastic.
Yay.
Thank goodness. Progress.
All right, you're going to roll a d20. You're going to add your strength mod to this.
It's a plus one.
A strength mod and another plus one.
19, 20.
Oh, boy.
All right, so you throw the halfling across. The halfling goes... Throwing, it's only like 10 feet, so just launch it over. Yeah, he hits the other side of the wall, bounces off. You know, you take a little bump, but no damage.
Oh, boy.
But as the halfling goes hurtling over this 5-foot pit of ooze, a tendril lashes out, but you hurl it with such force that the tendril misses.
Neat. Okay, so he's not yet satisfied.
So there's one on the other. There's only one person on the other side, though.
If I have a concussion, it's your fault.
All three of them have made it to
except
the other
for
side.
You.
You're
okay.
The only one
just
left.
Me now. I'm the only one left. Okay. Is there, because I wasn't listening, is there anything up above?
You look up, you see the smooth dungeon ceiling, and that's it.
And that's it?
That's it. It's a T intersection.
Mm-hmm.
There's a pit at the end. There's a pit at the intersection. There's a door on the other side of the pit. There is a passage to the east, a passage to the west, both of which end with doors.
So had we been sneaky across, maybe this wouldn't have happened. But it's happening.
What is the sneaky you speak of?
Good
sneaky.
Point.
What's sneaky?
There's no like edge around the
no
pit.
No sneaky
right?
Let's see.
How many rounds has it been since we lit that torch?
There's no clear edge around the pit. I mean, there might be like
yeah, I wouldn't be able to no.
Just,
traverse no. that.
Run.
Just tiptoe across. Yeah. Just tiptoe.
Yeah, of course.
No one has tried to run across the ooze yet. That is true.
And you guys laughed when I pole vaulted.
Good point. Okay. That's pretty sane. Why not?
Magic
let's try
missile.
It.
Is there anything around me that anything like debris or anything that I can pick up and build and make a plank across?
Oh, yeah. There is a bit of acidic burned off foot from the wizard who fell in. It's still just laying there.
I have an engineering skill. Does that help me here?
No. Can I have you have a wizard foot.
The best kind of feet.
Okay, so I'm going to try this. I'm going to fail here. I am going to leap across the pit, and as that tendril I know is going to come up, I'm going to throw the foot at it to appease it.
So you're going to use it as bait.
Yes.
Is what you're saying.
Yes, I'm using the foot as bait.
I think that's an excellent idea. I'm not even going to make you roll for it. That Sweet. Is
clever.
Wonderful.
Let's go. Thank you.
Yeah. You make it to the other side of the pit. Woo!
Yay! Progress.
Progress.
God.
How many rounds has that been since the torch has been lit?
Five.
You guys spent a significant amount
Thank
of time.
Thank you for the
on
foot.
That. Mark off two turns.
All right. Okay.
There is a door at the end of this corridor about 20 feet away.
Does it seem very dangerous?
It has a dark presence to it. Of course it's dangerous.
It is a simple door.
What's the order? What's the order right now?
Currently it's me, him, and then you.
Oh, I'm at the back.
No, actually, he's at the back.
Yay!
Okay.
So you would be
so I'm third. Okay. I'm third. All right.
Put the ogre in the front.
Nah.
Okay.
Well, actually, yes. We should switch order.
And who has the thieving tools?
I do.
You're in the front.
Oh, bollocks.
Oh, right.
So this there's has your rip all over it.
Yes, put the leader in the middle. Yeah.
I'm meeting my fate.
Put the leader in the middle.
Good luck.
Protect me.
I'm delegating.
So you're a halfling, right?
Yes.
Sorry, halflings can check for traps.
True.
However, halflings aren't very good at checking for traps.
Wait, can I check for traps? I cannot check for
traps.
Should
I really check for traps?
Just check for
traps.
Not,
they're still better at it than everyone else in the party.
I can do it. I just don't have anything to help with it.
Balls. All right, hold on. Where is it?
It would be here. Or
would it be in skills?
Here.
It would be under your character abilities. You
character
have a section called...
Got it.
It's all the way down there.
Give me a second.
You should have trap finding, but you should have disadvantage. So trap finding is based on your intelligence.
Yeah, following. Yeah. Thief skills, lock picking, perception, stealth. With advantage, thief climbing, and trap finding with disadvantage.
All right, so to check for traps, you're going to roll 2d20 and keep the lowest. And you're going to add your intelligence modifier to whichever one you keep.
Ooh.
Yeah,
that's a five.
Five? You don't find any traps.
No. But I don't know that.
There's no traps. Let's continue.
You did not roll high enough to determine if there were any
traps.
So
you're in the front.
There are no traps there.
I'm just going to tiptoe as I go.
We're just going to watch this, okay. I think. No?
Please follow me. I do not want to die by. I do not want to die by myself.
But then it'd only be one loss. Rather than... Four.
But we have an ogre.
He is a trap setting off tool. That didn't make sense.
No, it did. I got it.
Okay.
All right. Should we have him walk across?
No, it's just a door.
Yeah. Just open the door.
It's a doorway.
Open the door.
You'll be fine.
What's the worst that could happen?
Open the door.
You'll be fine. Open the pod bay door, Sal.
Open the door.
He opens the door.
The door opens.
Okay.
Whoa.
There's a rush of air. The smell of apricot. wafts away, and it's now significantly less. By this point, a heavy cloud of this miasma has been floating in the air, and now the wind sort of pushes it further beyond. It smells a little bit less sickly sweet.
So I guess we continue forward.
I wonder what kind of fate this is.
It is the good kind.
Define good.
It's the obliteration kind.
The best kind of obliteration.
What are our options?
The terrible obliteration.
There is a corridor that extends beyond. About, well, it extends further than your light source can see.
Ooh.
Do you push on?
Yes.
Please don't have me in front.
Fine, we'll switch it to the ogre in the front.
Yes!
You can go back into the back.
Yay!
Four, okay.
And then the wizard and the elf can be in the middle.
Oh boy, I'm squishy. Please don't have me die first.
All right, so how far does the light source that we have extend?
Actually, you haven't.
The light source extends about 30 feet, and maybe. Beyond it, you see shadows moving.
Is it
moving closer and closer?
Is it darkness?
Is it a torch or is it a lantern that we have?
Torch.
Torch, cool.
Yeah.
I have firewood, so I'm going to go ahead and light the light one of those pieces of firewood, throw it down the corridor to give us more light.
Like a flare?
More or less, yeah.
Well, hopefully the floor is not wet.
It hits the darkness. Use the magic missile. Fire it into the darkness.
It bounces off the darkness. Shoot it.
Bounces off the darkness. Magic missile. I fire it into the
at
darkness.
At that point, you
did
just
I
walk
just light
into
the methane hall on fire?
Ooh.
No. I'm sorry. What did you throw? A torch?
Well, I have a firewood, so I just took a torch and lit the firewood and threw it.
Okay, so you took the torch, lit the firewood, and threw it. Firewood is kind of a clumsy thing to throw, so you throw it about 20 feet.
Okay.
And it illuminates a little further beyond, and you see that there is a shadow. The light is the opposite of a shadow. It's a reflection, something shiny, filling up the entire corridor and getting closer.
I'm going to hate myself to say this. What? I'm going to fire a magic missile. At the darkness.
Into the darkness.
It's not dark. It's actually greenish.
Ooh, green.
I'll fire it at that because that
fills
bad.
From floor
it's
to
an
ceiling
apricot.
And slowly moves closer.
It's more apricot, but
yeah,
green.
Yeah, that's news.
It's an apricot.
It's an
all right,
apricot.
All right, magic missile does 1d6 plus 1. You just do it.
Five points of damage.
5 points of damage to the gelatinous cube that is approaching.
Oh, hell no.
Now, as a wizard in this game, whenever you cast a spell, you can choose to forget it or forget a different spell instead.
Ooh.
The only one you cannot forget is read magic because you just can always cast it.
I'll forget charm person.
All right, so you keep magic missile
magic
for a
missile.
Second use. At this point, we should roll initiative. Party leader. Yes. Initiative is handled with a D10, modified by your wisdom and your dex mod.
Okay, so zero.
Oh, you're plus one.
Oh, yeah, they're both zero.
All right.
Nine.
You win initiative. So yeah. Does anybody wish to move? Right now, you've all moved up to this door, opened it, looked beyond, and found a gelatinous cube approaching you. Your only options are forward or back.
How many feet away does it appear to be?
40.
I'd have to move forward.
So are you going to move forward to it? It is slowly creeping forward.
I will... Oh, wait, it's not my turn.
Is this thing flammable?
Well, right now, anybody who wishes to move...
Yeah, it's anybody's
turn. We go
turn.
In phases, so is anybody going to take... Is anybody going to move or change their positioning?
I'll move forward.
You're moving forward. Anybody else
I
moving
will
forward?
Move forward 10 feet.
Okay. Anybody else moving forward?
Nope.
Is anybody moving back?
I'm moving back just a little bit. Just a little bit.
All right. Is anybody going to take
be moving forward,
a ranged attack, such as a bow or something thrown?
I am going to use my blowgun.
Oh, blowgun. I have that.
Okay. A blowgun does no damage and instead adds a poisonous effect. So go ahead and...
Against the gelatinous cube. This might not be a good idea, but why not? Roll the hit.
What would a sling do?
1d4.
Okay. Let me
see. Yep. Roll a d20.
18.
An 18 will hit the gelatinous cube. And it saves against your poison.
Makes sense. Okay, so I'm
so that's a ranged attack. Is anybody else taking a ranged attack?
Yeah.
I'll do sling.
Alchemist fire. Throw at it.
Roll this. Ooh. Go ahead and use... you also have a magic
wand.
Yeah,
green.
Use your
that's why I'm doing sling. Attack with fire. It enjoyed that, so...
It was orange. Seven.
Seven.
But this one's different.
Yeah, but I wasn't here.
Will not hit the gelatinous cube.
You didn't see the flaming.
Go ahead and throw your alchemist fire.
Stuff. Okay. D20?
It's going to be a D20 plus your ranged mod under your combat mods.
Zero.
Okay. D20 plus zero.
Two.
A two will not hit the gelatinous cube. The alchemist fire like just sort of arms. Flails in front of you. It only goes about 10, 15 feet forward and just smears the corridor in a slow fire.
Okay.
Now, is anybody going to take a melee action? Mm-hmm. Is anybody going to cast a spell? All right.
It is Could I analyze it?
Well, you already acted this round. It is Darn. Now the gelatinous cube's turn. It advances slowly. Oh, new no. initiative.
Oh, no. New.
Where did I? Oh, there it is.
Oh, it's moving really slow.
That fire Eight. Is not going to last.
I say we just kind of back out of this
you get
room.
To go first.
Again.
Now, Dusty, roll me a D4 to determine how many rounds that flame is burning.
One.
Oh, okay, so the fire will continue to burn for this one round. So is anybody going to move?
I'm going to take a step back.
Step back.
Me too.
Step back.
I need to go. I'm going to
step back.
I'm going to stay where I am.
Okay. Look, man, I'm a
so brain. Everybody steps back behind the leader. They're like, that's all you, bro.
Bro, you got so this. You,
anyone going to take a ranged attack?
The door behind him. Use my wand.
Okay.
10.
A 10 will hit the gelatinous cube.
1 point.
1 point of damage. Okay. Yeah. Anybody else making a ranged attack?
Sure. I'll use a sling.
All right. Do so.
All right. So that would be a... What would that be?
Oh, yeah. D20 plus your range mod. Yep. Okay. And the sling uses your hit die. Which yeah. I think is awesome. Yeah.
So that's an 11.
Yeah, you need a 10 or higher to hit this thing.
Okay, got it. Yeah. So, wait. Hit die. That would be... Wait.
It has literally no armor and no dexterity.
It's a cube of jelly.
It is a cube of jelly.
I could be wrong.
It's lime jelly.
First sling, is it a D4?
Wait, hit die.
Watch it wiggle.
Oh, it's hit dice, so it's a D6.
Hit die, D6. All right, here we go. Ah! 4.
4? Yeah, a 4. Does, and that was with a sling?
Yes.
Great. And Dusty?
I'll throw another alchemist fire.
How many do you have?
4. That
Holy
was one.
Crap.
3 now.
All right.
I only have 2 left after my first one.
10.
10. Mm-hmm. All right. Roll a D or 2D4 to determine how much damage it does. Thing
knows that it's me that threw the fire. He would have
it's
given me a
jello.
Yes, but it would have given me a thumbs
okay.
up.
Good to know.
So
that was the pit.
On its turn, the gelatinous cube advances close enough to get
oh,
to
I was going
to
analyze it for my turn.
Oh, you're going to analyze? You only use on items.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
It's basically the identifier.
There's
spell.
Items in it.
Yes.
Well, gelatinous cubes do have treasure, and you do see something glistening with inside it.
Ooh.
Yeah. Wonderful.
Shiny.
Yeah.
What color is it?
It's
shiny.
Green. It's shiny. It's so shiny.
Good reference.
Well, it is.
God damn it, Nathaniel.
Close enough. Well, first off, it's going to go over a carpet of fire that lasts for this round, taking 1 point of damage. And now it is reaching the elf. It is making an attack. What's your armor class, elf?
16.
Nice. That's a total of 18.
You can just do
for 4 points of damage, 4 points of acidic damage. And I need you to make a body save.
Ooh, body.
Yeah, body D20. Save. DC, the target will be 14.
19.
19, fantastic. You managed to stave off the paralyzing effect
oh.
As it is slowly moving onto you.
We can just leave.
And it's on fire from Alchemist Fire. And now that Alchemist Fire is on you... and you take 3 more points of damage.
Hmm. So I'm inside of the gelatinous monster.
It has not fully engulfed you yet.
Well done.
This is not okay.
Okay, how many hit points do you have left?
Yes.
I like that answer.
All right. Yes. Your turn. Yes. Reroll initiative.
Oh, no. Nine.
God damn it. You guys go first again. Is anybody moving?
I'm moving out of the room.
Running away.
Is he partially in the cube?
No.
Okay.
Like, I'm running.
Leaving is good.
Out
like,
of the room?
I'm running out of the room. Please.
I closed the door behind us.
Yeah, you don't have to run with a gelatinous cube.
It's just,
I believe in power walking.
So everybody's moving away. Well, you can no, I'll at throw this another point, one. Move 30 feet away.
I'll throw another one.
Yes. And then you're up to your old friend. Apricot ooze.
Yay!
Hey. Oh,
okay. I was like, I'll throw another one, see if it does anything.
No,
okay.
No,
the aqueous fire.
No point.
Burn it. Melt it.
We already tried that.
13.
13 will hit. 2d4 damage.
On the gelatinous cube. Okay. Yeah. I was confused.
Oh, fire.
Torch.
Five. Okay, 5 damage. Got it.
Torch. Are we at 2 rounds of light gun?
Roll another d4 for how much damage that the previous flame is doing.
3.
3 damage. All right. The cube appears to be weakening somewhat. It is shivering and twitching in a way that is most uncube-worthy.
It's human.
Is anybody going to make a ranged attack?
Throw a torch?
I'll sling it. Why not?
All you right. should sling also.
I will sling as well, I guess.
I cannot because I do not have
7.
A sling.
7.
Look, I'm a wizard, all right?
Nat 1.
That's a bad thing.
He rolled a 1.
Oh, boy.
Okay, who else do you hit instead?
Do I get to choose?
Yeah.
Oh, well, boy.
Randomly roll this, actually. We'll do 2, 4, 6. Roll a d6.
All right, d6.
Oh, the goodness.
Oh,
you hit the berserker.
Oh, wait. No.
Yeah, that's not good.
I'm going to roll a die.
I'm going to get down.
How much damage do you do?
4. I'm going to duck down and act dead.
I'm also going.
Previous tactic. All right,
you hit the berserker.
I'm going to have a heart attack with
this is
limericks.
Great.
I need to make a mind save.
Half ogre berserker. You can stealth. Just choose to let it happen.
Please don't. Don't let
no,
this
No, I'm going to do a stealth. Mind save.
I can use stealth.
Okay. Target's 12. Make a mind save target 12.
D20. I need 12.
As he's doing this, can I like
no, I fail.
Can I hit
I
the
fail
ground,
by 9.
Like, pretend okay. I have a heart attack with limericks.
I go into an uncontrollable violent fury.
All right, and you've acted, you haven't acted yet.
Yeah, limericks, I'm going to hit the ground like I had a heart attack and just...
You're going to say a limerick before you go down?
Like, I'm going to pretend I'm dead.
Okay. I thought I heard somebody say limericks. It's like, what? That's a nice throwback. Okay, so you drop down and pretend to be dead. Great.
This is awesome.
Roll right over you.
Wait, I'm out of that area, I thought.
No, but... you haven't crossed.
I thought you closed the door.
The
we haven't crossed it
pit.
Yet.
Yeah.
Mm. Apricot. Mm.
Okay. On its turn, it advances, and it cannot advance far enough to get to you guys yet. If you have all basically come up to the end there at the apricot pit,
okay,
that's
so
the
need
limit
to get
of its
over
movement.
This.
It is now within melee range, yeah. But cannot get to you.
Ooh. And okay. I'm berserkering.
Yes.
I am going...
I'm going to choose to lose initiative. You win initiative on this one.
That's not okay.
All right. So...
Can we just not...
Anybody going to move?
So wait, where exactly are we? I lost track.
Right now, you are... Still there's, you are basically all in around 10 feet between the ooze and the other ooze.
Ooh,
the cube is pushing you towards the ooze pit.
That is a that thing kind of fast.
With a berserker in between.
Now
that old gypsy lady was
right now. You are no longer at a range that you can make a ranged attack. You can either move
Wait,
or do melee.
I'm very.
Let me see something.
What did you want?
Okay, I certainly have to ask you for the specific course that I have to take.
Yeah, right now the first thing you have to do is attack the strongest enemy.
Living
is that
going to
be the cube?
It'll be the cube.
Okay.
So I'm going to get up and run.
Okay.
Like, I'm going to jump over it. I'm going to use the running.
All right. So you're going to try and jump over it?
Yes.
You don't have enough running room to get a good running jump.
Okay.
So
well,
you're
then I'm just going to jump.
Okay, you're going to jump straight across, or you're going to jump back the way you came?
Straight across.
All right. As you jump across, the ooze is very excited to see you again. And
but I gave him alchemist fire. I'm your friend.
Going to try and get you. That's going to hit for 4 points of damage.
I die.
You are pulled down into the ooze and begin bubbling away. It takes all your loot, too.
May I use stealth and jump over the pit?
How are you going? What? How? Stealth? What? How?
I don't know.
Okay, tell me.
I mean, there's a stealth ability. I mean, stealth over a pit, though. That's not going to work.
What's that over there?
Yeah, there's not really a way to sneak over the pit.
Actually, hold on.
Yeah. What are you going to do? Anything?
I'm going to try to jump over the pit.
All right.
Sacrificing my conspicuously dead parrot to the ooze pit in the process.
Oh, clever!
Good job. Ooh. You have given it
a
body.
Sacrifice.
You have given it a sacrifice. You are able to leap across the pit.
Yes.
It eats. It devours your parrot.
There was a reason I was keeping that around.
Is there anyone near me?
Can I just jump over the pit?
You want to jump over the pit?
I will try
All right.
jump over the pit.
So you don't have to roll to jump over the pit, but it's going to
No, it depends on how much Nathaniel's going to let me be merciless
so.
And evil.
With a natural one, it misses horribly.
Oh, boy.
You can't really attack the pit.
I'm not going to
so
attack
it. So you just get across. It's wonderful.
Yay!
Boom. What about you?
Damn.
You now have to attack this thing.
I know. Is there anything, or any body parts around me or anything?
No.
Okay. I will throw my last alchemist fire.
No, you have to make a melee attack.
I have to make a melee attack?
Yep. You're berserk. One does not throw alchemist
Hit the
fire
cube.
When they are
Hit the cube. Hit the
cube. God, I have a club, a horn shield, a knife shield, and a normal sword. So I will stab it with my sword.
Make an attack. Mm-hmm. Oh, you roll two dice, by the way. That's a half ogre.
Oh, that's right.
Key in a hammer face.
17 and 20.
Natural 20?
Yes.
Natural All 20. Right, both of those are going to hit. Tell me how you destroy the ooze.
I stab through and continue to go up to the hilt, and I just slice upwards.
All right. Yeah, you slice the ooze in half, and it begins to bubble away.
All right.
There are now victims on the other side of that pit that you must get to.
Am I still in a rage?
At this point, you are still in the rage. There is no more real initiative to happen here, so just go in whatever order you want.
I am going to start beelining to the other side.
Okay. Right, so you're running. What about you?
I hope you're following him, because, berserkers are no.
So now you have to get across that pit.
All right.
And you're crazy.
Is there any goo on my sword still?
A little bit, yeah.
Cool. As I jump across, I fling the goo back into the pit.
You're berserk.
Okay.
This isn't something where you can make tactical decisions.
I just run and jump. Across.
Now, if you want, you can try and break out of it. It's a mind save, difficulty 15.
No, I'm not going to be able to do that.
You can try.
I'll try.
Attempt. Knock yourself out.
Actually, I do. Yeah, 17.
All right. You come out of it.
All right.
And you breathe. And the redness clears, and you are back to reality. You have slain a gelatinous ooze. There's actually a significant amount of loot on the ground.
I will loot everything.
And everyone else is running away from you.
Hello!
I will shout out, come back.
Yeah, I'm not jumping back over the pit.
There's a pit.
Yeah, come back. There's treasure. Have fun. Jump over the pit.
Yeah, no.
I'm good.
I'm gonna start picking up parts.
Go ahead.
All right, let's randomly roll the ooze's treasure.
All right.
How's our torch?
I don't know.
So do you want me to roll 20?
I asked like a while ago.
I don't know. You asked the torch. The torch just flickers. Mark off another turn of light, though.
Nathaniel, just a d20 for a loot.
Nope. Oh. I have a thing.
Oh, all right. Oh. I get all the loot.
All that shiny, unfortunately, is a single gem.
Oh.
Okay. Yep. All right. That's fine.
Yep.
How big is it?
It's not that big. It's a quartz. Worth about 10 gold.
It happens.
I think, guys, we're going to need to draw this to a close.
My energy
is sapping out of me like dwindling. That ooze. And like that ooze slowly just ate your former leader.
And
two
wizard.
Of our party members.
Whoa, two of your party members.
I survived.
Yeah, I
win.
Yeah.
Whoa,
well done. Well done.
Woo.
I think the general conclusion here is that your group decides, screw this.
Leave.
We're going back to the average lair.
Yes.
I'm going back to town.
The temple of average annihilation. I'm going to try your luck there.
That was fun. I liked that.
Can I get the three survivors over here for a group?
Thanks for playing, everybody.
Thank you, Nathaniel.
I want to survive. I want to.
Thank you for listening to the third and final session of The Wagon Crawl, recorded live at WagonCon 2018 in The Dalles, Oregon. Playing with these groups of amazing people at that convention was truly the experience of a lifetime for me, and I'm thrilled to kick off the feed with their adventures. If you enjoyed this episode, please let us know. Send us your feedback at breakfastpuppies.com or leave us a review on iTunes. Thanks again to the awesome folks at WagonCon for hosting us. We had an absolute blast. We're super excited to come back next year for an even bigger show. Check out WagonCon.com for information on how you can attend next year. If you want to hear more, subscribe to our feed in your favorite podcatcher or check us out at breakfastpuppies.com/hammercrawl. Check out the official game rules of the Growing World Bible on GitHub. The opening theme song is Chain Lightning by the awesome D&D metal band Gygax. Yes, that Gygax. Check them out on Bandcamp via the Creator Destructor production label. Additional background music was provided by the absolutely amazing dungeon synth artist, Erang, who you can also find on Bandcamp. Your Hammer Crawl lesson of the day is, when all else fails you, throw a severed wizard's foot at the ooze to get past it. Oozes love wizard's feet.